This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Join Macon County Master Gardeners from 9 to 11 a.m. tomorrow for the annual honeysuckle sweep. Volunteers will meet at the Fairview Park Pool parking lot at 9 a.m. and work in teams with certified herbicide applicators to rid the park of this invasive plant. Volunteers should wear masks, dress accordingly, and bring gloves, pruners, and loppers if available. Pre-registration is required. Go to nowdecatur.com to learn more.
This is a Fox News alert. A British prince has died. I'm Dave Anthony. Philip, who was married to Queen Elizabeth. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
Dave, Buckingham Palace says the Queen announces with deep sorrow the death of her beloved husband. It says Prince Philip passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. He was 99. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson paid tribute.
Prince Philip earned the affection of generations here in the United Kingdom, across the Commonwealth, and around the world.
Buckingham Palace says the royal family join with people around the world in mourning Philip's loss. Dave?
Simon, President Biden will unveil a budget outline today. He's expected to propose a slight increase to Pentagon spending, $715 billion, $11 billion more than Congress approved for this fiscal year. The day after the president took executive actions on guns, including what are called ghost guns built from kits.
I want to see these kits treated as firearms under the Gun Control Act.
And he's pushing states to have red flag laws to take guns away from those considered dangerous.
We know red flag laws can stop mass shooters before they can act out their violent plans.
The president also insists his actions don't infringe on gun owners' rights.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says President Biden's executive action attempts to trample over Second Amendment rights, and says Republicans in the House will pursue every option, including judicial, to protect the right to keep and bear arms.
Fox's Jared Halpert, a Texas man's jailed, charged with murder, accused of shooting co-workers, killing one and injuring five others.
We really don't have a motive. We know that he was an employee of the cabinet.
That's Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey. The suspect fled, and during the manhunt, shot and wounded a state trooper. He was arrested a short time later. America's listening to Fox News.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said, and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Woke culture is threatening our freedoms and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes woke's secret agenda and its hidden players. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight on Newsmax TV as he reveals the dangers. Stinchfield gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Find Newsmax TV on all major cable systems or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and smart TVs. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Woke is dangerous, so watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Again, our top Fox News story breaking in the last hour. Britain's Prince Philip has died at age 99. He had spent nearly a month in a hospital earlier this year. He's married to Queen Elizabeth. Prince Charles is his son, Harry, and William, his grandsons, Britain, in mourning. George Floyd's cause of death is the big issue now as they wrap up week two of Derek Chauvin's trial in Minneapolis, the fired police officer charged with murder.
Three doctors testified Thursday, and key testimony came from Dr. Martin Tobin, a pulmonologist, who told jurors that it was a lack of oxygen that killed George Floyd.
This caused damage to his brain that caused his heart to stop.
That Dr. Tobin blamed on weight from Derek Chauvin's knee on George Floyd's neck and back, with defense attorney Eric Nelson on cross.
From my understanding is that your measurements assumed an equal weight distribution between the right and the left legs.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, once again, pointing to drugs as the cause of George Floyd's death, with more medical experts expected to take to the witness stand today. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Another American is just arriving this morning at the International Space Station after a three-hour rocket ride launched well before dawn U.S. time.
The Russian Soyuz spacecraft launched from Kazakhstan this morning in perfect style.
Engines at maximum thrust.
And liftoff.
The MS-18 spacecraft is carrying NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei and two cosmonauts, Oleg Novinsky and Pyotr Dubrov, to the International Space Station. It's Vandehei's second trip to the station, where he may spend the next year conducting hundreds of science experiments. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed. The morning after the S&P 500 hit a record high in the Masters Golf Tournament, round two, teeing off this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be cloudy through mid-morning and then gradually clearing up with a high near 74. Tonight, overnight showers are expected, increasing clouds and a low around 53. For Saturday, it's going to be rainy and windy, high of 66. Sunday is going to be windy and mostly cloudy to start. It'll be gradually sunny later with a high near 64. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees and your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Buyers and Company. We have our DPS 61 spotlight. We'll introduce you to the gentleman and the team that provides all the technology to District 61. Imagine it's been an incredibly challenging year for them. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, plus the folks from BrinkOtter.com. The company starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We'll give you some of the highlights and the lowlights of the Masters, by the way. I don't know if you got to see any of this yesterday. Michael Berhaney made, like, national media.
How'd he do that?
Got interviewed as a what they like to call patrons at the Masters. And I will tell you about a guy who had a 30-foot putt for eagle and rolled his putt off the green into the water.
It goes that way sometimes real fast in golf, doesn't it?
When they do this ridiculous stuff, I mean, this would be like literally hitting a home run right in baseball and having some sort of catapult out there that throws the ball back on the field. I mean, it's so unfair.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I did hear that some people were struggling with the course.
Yeah, it was a hole in one, and we'll get to that. And then a really awkward product placement moment, which was just hysterical. And people were deeply offended by it. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You gotta take your shots, right? I guess.
Absolutely. Get it where you can.
Anyway, all of that ahead. Plus, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports at the bottom of the hour. The IT staff department at District 61 is 14-plus people that serves all the schools and the central office locations, the Kyle Building, the B&G Tech Academy Building, Student Services, Macon Pyatt Special Ed, and Maurice Payne joins us this morning. Maurice, good morning. Thank you for being with us. I'm happy to meet you. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Nice to meet you, too. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Talk to me a little bit about, were you guys prepared as much as anyone could be prepared for what has happened over this last year in the IT department for kids learning from home and the whole virtual thing and this pandemic? I would imagine you guys have earned every bit of your paycheck and then some over the last 12 months.
Yes, it was quite a shift in our approach to managing the devices for the district and the network. So we had to pivot real fast and make some decisions quickly to meet the needs of the students. So that required creating additional instructions and avenues for people to get help to contact us, and just being there and available in a virtual environment. It makes it challenging when the students aren't on site, though, with their device to make sure that they have everything they need.
Yeah, this will be hard for you to believe, but I was on the Decatur Public Schools Foundation board for a number of years, 6 years, and back in the day, you know, 10, 15 years ago, we were like, you know, privately funding Promethean boards and other technology, but the infrastructure was so bad. I mean, at our two high schools, and I know you won't believe this, but I swear to you it's true, like if one teacher wanted to use a Promethean board on one side of the hallway, other teachers had to unplug stuff on the other side. That's how bad the infrastructure was. So at least you've got the renovated high schools and you've got renovated schools happening all over the district. So you have a better infrastructure to work with.
Yes, we do. We do have a better infrastructure. We have what we call E-rate funding. And what that gives us is the ability to upgrade our telecommunications and communication equipment inside the building as well. Because E-rate is designed to provide access for students to the internet. So you mentioned infrastructure. We needed to do major infrastructure updates to all the switches across the buildings in the network. They have been aging, and when things reach end of life, you've got to upgrade them to get the better equipment in and it works more efficiently. So we went through a whole process in every building to upgrade some of that equipment in the networking closets, and really key was updating the wireless access points in each classroom. So that's the point where the students connect their devices to the network and get outside access to the internet. So the E-rate program is very beneficial for us. We only have to pay 15% of those costs, and the E-rate picks up 85%. So, I mean, I put a million plus new equipment in the buildings, and we had to play minimal from the district standpoint.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Talk to me a little bit about the partnership that you are working on with the city to be able to plug into their fiber ring.
Yeah, we got a grant from the state of Illinois to connect our DPS buildings to the city of Decatur's fiber ring. What that would allow is us to connect using the Illinois K-12 Bandwidth Network, which is an initiative from the state to provide free internet service and all the bandwidth needs for our district. So we're trying to work with the city to as they receive a similar grant to expand their fiber ring across the city. We're just joining on with them, and as they do that expansion, we're also going to connect DPS buildings so that we can take advantage of that free service provided by the Illinois K-12 Bandwidth initiative.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's a great program, and I'm looking forward to connecting all the buildings up, and just gives us the opportunity to get a more private network for our students and a significant financial savings. So we have an intergovernmental agreement that's coming up that's going to the board on Tuesday for recommendation for approval, and then we can proceed with the next steps in partnering with them and get this project going.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about the CARES funding and what you guys are using those dollars for as far as upgrading teacher and student devices.
We are receiving a lot of CARES funding, as you see a lot of support for the virtual learning environment as we go through the pandemic. So what we did is when we got the CARES funding, we wanted to upgrade teacher devices. What we did was we bought iPad Pros for all our certified teaching staff, and that's an upgrade from a standard iPad, and we gave them an Apple Pencil as well. It allows them to annotate on a device, and we're teaching virtually and able to annotate on things, and students can see that from home. It makes a better learning experience, not to mention that the iPad Pro is just a more robust device. We also have been upgrading teacher MacBooks. We have quite a bit of them that have been aging, so we systematically have a refresh cycle, and we use some of this CARES funding to go ahead and upgrade those devices and get a better processor and more RAM just to make those more efficient and more capable for our staff to use on a daily basis.
Yeah, it makes so much sense, and in the long run, you save so much money, you know, with the technology. I mean, I always thought that textbooks were the biggest scam going, right? You know, schools would have to buy these books at, you know, $100, $125 a piece, and then, you know, 2 years later, they would change a paragraph here, a paragraph there, and you had to update the books, and they would spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on textbooks, you know, every year. Technology is so much cheaper.
It can be, yes, if it's used appropriately and taken care of. It definitely can be cheaper, and it's more efficient. So we do have a refresh cycle that I mentioned a little bit ago. 3 years, we update each student devices. That's something that I implemented when I came to the district, just to make sure that we're rotating old devices out and getting the new ones in. So, so the refresh cycle is important for us. So this year, we're refreshing the high school iPads, so we're purchasing about 3,000 iPads to make sure we get them new devices, and we keep recycling out the older ones, because eventually they will not update and become a security issue as well. So not only is it good for learning to get new devices, but we want to keep our environment safe and secure.
Yeah, security is a big deal now, though. The one thing you didn't have to secure were the textbooks. How much time do you spend in your day or week just worrying about security for all of this networking?
Oh, it's every day. Every day we have potential users' accounts that are impacted or malicious attempts against our network. So we have to be very vigilant in protecting our network. We just recently upgraded our firewall. It's a very significant upgrade for our district, so it provides just up-to-date technology and more efficient use of bandwidth capabilities for our firewall to move information in and out, because everything that operates or that transmits in and out the district has to go through the firewall to protect students for what they're accessing and protect us internally from the outside world or from malicious hackers that want to get in, because school districts are becoming a bigger target these days. They understand that the virtual environment has picked up, and it's a great opportunity for them to swoop in and try and gain some credentials or do some malicious acts, and a lot of school districts are being taken over by ransomware and things like that. So you have to be very vigilant and aware of what's going on in your network and monitor and make sure you're not falling into those scenarios.
We're visiting with Maurice Payne, who is the Director of Information Technology for District 61. What do you think the next couple of years looks like, if you had to sort of read the tea leaves in technology and virtual learning and a mix of both? What do you think is coming up next?
I mean, I think there's just going to be a lot of more interaction with trying to use tools in the Internet and use those in the classroom and integrate those really into the curriculum. So what we want to do is make sure that the tools that we're providing are safe and secure for our students, because there's a new act called it's called SOPA, Student Online Personal Protection Act, has some amendments coming up this summer that go into effect. And it just requires us to be more aware of all the vendors and things, companies that are using our student information and using the tools in our district, and making sure that they're keeping their integrity of making sure that they're not selling that information for commercial purposes and things like that. And if there's a breach and things get out, they let us know in an appropriate time manner. So upcoming, we want to tighten down the use of instructional tools and make sure they're appropriate for our district. And then as well, we're going to continue the infrastructure upgrades for our district in particular. We have done a lot over the past few years. And now in the next phase, we want to make our systems talk and integrate and work with each other. There's been a lot of siloed parts of our infrastructure in the district, and we want to make those work together and be more efficient and eliminate waste. So that's one of the things for our district that we see going forward. But from a student standpoint, we definitely see a more influx of different applications and systems that want to be used in a district. But you have to just review those in detail and make sure that it's appropriate for our students.
All right, Maurice, thank you for being with us today. Great job, and we appreciate it. Maurice Payne, who is the Director of Information Technology. Nick, we don't talk about this enough. The world has changed so much in the technology department of things. Just, the way we were just talking about Prince Philip, a little earlier. We did a thing a very certain way for a very long time. And I'm not kidding you when I tell you that Eisenhower High School didn't have the electrical infrastructure to run Promethean boards on both sides of a hallway. I mean, that is a true story.
To say that it's come so far is such an unbelievable understatement. I mean, you think about what you do at your own house. You save up your money, you buy a laptop or computer, and you got to hook up your Wi-Fi, plug it into your wall, all those things. That's already complicated enough. Imagine having multiple buildings with multiple devices that have multiple use cases, and if a software update comes through, having those deployed to all these different devices all at the same time, some of which aren't even on the internet, some of which are an aging hardware. I mean, it is an impossible, seemingly impossible or Herculean kind of task to keep up with. And that, you're right, we don't talk about this enough. If that thing falls apart, oh my goodness, and we haven't had to talk about it.
Yeah, and not to mention this year. When you send all 9,000 of those kids home, and they've got to still connect with the district.
Controlling a computer lab is super difficult as it is. Let those 9,000 kids go home with devices and with varying connections and skill levels. And I mean, it is so unbelievably complicated. So complicated.
But I'm telling you, the textbook scam was the biggest scam out there.
Oh, yeah.
College campuses, high schools, grade schools, I don't care what we're talking about. I would sit there as a foundation board member and just rail. I know everybody got tired of hearing it. I mean, like, why are we spending all of this money on books? You know, I mean, like literally. And why are these books so expensive?
It doesn't make sense. And that industry is trying to double down and charge you even more, or charge you even more for the digital file with nothing printed. And so that industry is really struggling to find its own footing. But you're right, technology can be the path. I mean, and a lot of these big tech companies that have been in tech forever are looking at schools going, you can't afford what we charge one-off people. Let's get you in on a package license deal and get you to all your users.
Absolutely. And you know, you can buy an iPad Pro for $300.
Right.
You know, and I am certain that through Apple, you know, districts are able to buy them much more cheaper mm-hmm. than that. And if you think about an iPad being the cost of like 1.5 textbooks.
Right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, they give you seat licenses. So if you have X amount of seats in a classroom, you could buy per license, or you can buy a few hundred to cover, you know, your whole building. And a lot of these companies want your business. They want you to be trained on it. And then when you become an adult, you pay for the full subscription or whatever, because it's what you've already learned how to use, from Office to Photoshop or whatever that is. So tech companies get it, and buildings like you know, school districts are adapting, and they have a leeway to be able to adapt now because tech companies get it. But the old book printers, they don't know how to do this game, and they're losing.
No, they milked it for long enough, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I remember like walking through Phil Hazenfield took us through a tour of Eisenhower High School, you know, like before it was open, you know, like during the remodel, and we were looking at the tech infrastructure they were putting, you know, in that building. I thought, oh my God, you know, finally, you can now serve the not future, the now, or even the past, because they were so far behind.
Yeah, and he was talking about connecting things. So, you know, what that allows you to do is to be kind of future-proof. Yes, you're going to need to update the technology because technology is surging and surging. But now there's a pathway. Now it makes sense, and you can come in and do segments, and kind of like roads where you can cut out a part of a road and the rest still keeps going. They know how to do this stuff now. So they're on the right path, and they're doing a great job, of, you know, from all the reports that I hear. I mean, there are hiccups, but there's thousands of variables, thousands, tens of thousands.
Well, everybody, you have your own hiccups.
Right.
You know what that's like,
right.
You know, for sure. Well, that was nice getting to meet Maurice. Congratulations on doing a great job there. All right, on the other side of the break, we'll give you a couple of things that we sort of talked about in preview of the Masters this weekend and then came to be the truth watching some of it yesterday. And the ridiculous punishment. The greens are purple.
Why? What does that mean?
They are purplish haze because they've cut them down so low,
okay.
Right? And so fast, and so, you know, the game of golf for you or me or any normal human being is an incredibly challenging game. The mental, the physical, mm-hmm. you know, it can go wrong so fast. I mean, you know, on just a normal setup of playing, you know, Red Tail Run or, you know, Hickory Point Golf Club, of course, like Augusta. And then when they go, well, we don't like the fact that the guy who won it last year was 20 under. That's an embarrassment to us. So we're going to show you.
Right. They're going to cut the grass so low that you can see as much substrate as you can see the grass itself.
You're going to, like, it's exactly why this purple is, right. You know, haze, as these are baking in the sun, because they've just literally, and not everyone knows what a stemp meter is, but it's, you know, it's how it looks kind of like a Hot Wheel toy, but you roll a golf ball off of it and it gives you the speed, you know, of how those greens will roll. You shouldn't be penalized for managing to hit a ball on the green on your second shot in a par five to have an eagle putt and end up bogeying the hole.
That's terrible.
But that's what they've done. And then I'll tell you the Michael Perhaney story. All right, we've got a lot to get to. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today's going to be cloudy through mid-morning and then gradually clear with a high near 74. For Friday night, tonight is going to be overnight showers, increasing clouds, and a low around 53. Saturday, rain is likely. It'll be windy and a high of 66. Sunday starts off mostly cloudy. It'll be clear later and windy with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:24.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, Busey Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. Busey's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at Busey.com. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur is now accepting new patients. They offer family, pediatric, geriatric medicine, and women's health OB and lactation services. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur is an FQHC facility and accepts many insurances. They provide quality, knowledgeable care for not only you, but your entire family. Call today and become a new patient where they go the extra step for your health care. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur. Call 872-3800. That's 872-3800 to schedule an appointment today.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Yeah, I was sitting there watching TV last night, and I got a text from our good friend Kevin Berhaney with a link to WJBF.com, which is the ABC News affiliate in Augusta. And there in the article, Michael Berhaney.
Hey, what about it? That's awesome.
Talking about the food, talking about, you know, being there at the course, and he was referenced as patron Michael Berhaney, because they're very exact in the word that they use to describe. You can't say fan, you can't say, you know, they're patrons.
Right.
Which is, you know, it is what it is. But I believe Michael had the barbecue sandwich, and Kevin had the pimento and cheese, and they were talking about the champions dinner menu. You know, every year, the previous year's champion hosts a dinner for all of the living champions of the past, and they get to pick their menu.
Okay.
And Dustin Johnson, one of the appetizers, was pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, all right, Dustin.
I love it. Is there anything better than a pig in a blanket? I mean, you know, I'm with Michael all the way.
Okay, yeah, I'd take barbecue over pimento cheese.
Yeah, I probably would too. But anyway, I wanted to give a shout out to Michael, who is one of the great guys in our community and a really good dude. And I'm glad that he was down there and able to enjoy the festivities. And I really enjoyed watching on TV. They should not set the course up this way, though. I mean, literally, when you look at somebody who rolls an eagle putt, not only off the green, but into the water.
You know, at the Masters, that could have been his jump. In, you know, that kind of hole gives you enough room to make a substantial jump. You could pick up three strokes.
I mean, you're putting for eagle. You think I'll certainly walk away with birdie.
Right.
You know, not bogey. but how do you putt a ball off the green? I mean, most of us aren't great putters, you know, but that almost seems like hard to do.
Yeah, I think you'd have to either be not very good or something's a little wonky. The course is probably wonky.
They've cut the greens down a little too. I get that they want them to be fast. But there was a hole in one, yesterday. And I would put the hole in one right up there with any sports moment of being one of the most exciting things to witness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially if it has a roll to the approach to the cup, you know.
Well, they all do that. I mean, not very few just. You know, I mean, that most of them roll in, but it's so rare.
Yeah.
Meaning that you think about how many par threes there are, you know, in a year on the tour, and how many golfers play, you know, that hole, you know, in a given day. It's not like watching a grand slam home run or even a buzzer beater shot from the 3-point line or anything else you can think of in sports. It's way more rare than any of those.
Yeah, I'll give you that for sure. Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty exciting thing to see. So we did get to see a little of that. And then the story of the day, they have, you know, they do this, the honorary starters, right? Mark Tupper talked about this yesterday.
Yep.
And, I'll give you the story, coming up here, about a really awkward product placement that took place during this whole thing.
Okay. I want to hear this one.
It's just sort of what we do today, I guess. But anyway, we'll take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. When we get back, we've got Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Don't go anywhere.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Health has announced 3,739 new cases of COVID and 34 new deaths. The Macon County Health Department has reported 17 new cases. Meanwhile, the state's top public health doctor says they're keeping a watchful eye on the COVID variants circling in Illinois and across the U.S. 704 cases of variants have been confirmed in Illinois so far. The vast majority are the B.1.17 strain first seen in the U.K. State Public Health Director Ngozi Ezika says this is not unusual.
We know that viruses mutate all the time. When there are people who are susceptible to infection, that is what the virus needs to mutate. So there are viruses and variants that are going to be happening as well.
She adds experts are studying the properties of any new variants to determine if they're more contagious and covered by existing vaccines. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, nowdecatur.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Philip, died peacefully this morning, according to a statement from Buckingham Palace. He was 99 years old.
Born in Greece in 1921 into a royal family with Danish and German ties, he married Elizabeth, the daughter of then King George VI, in 1947. He was a strict but loving father to Prince Charles, Princess Anne, and Princes Andrew and Edward.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Jurors at former police officer Derek Chauvin's murder trial in Minneapolis heard from doctors about George Floyd's cause of death during his arrest last May.
Dr. Martin Tobin, a pulmonary physician, says not related to fentanyl, rather four forces that restricted Floyd's breathing. That includes the handcuffs, the knee on the neck, the knee on the back or the arm, and being in that prone position on the ground.
Fox's Matt Finn, and it's a 24-year prison sentence for a street racer in Florida who killed a woman and one-year-old daughter crossing a road in 2018. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
The all-new NowDecatur.com. Informative, compelling content for an engaged community. NowDecatur.com is a fresh lifestyle-driven look at what's happening in town. Features, videos, podcasts, photos, with no pop-up ads and things to keep you from the content you want. And it's all free, thanks to our partners. Check out the amazing things happening at Millikan University and how Richland Community College is training the workforce of tomorrow. It's all available now at nowdecatur.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be cloudy through the mid-morning and then gradually clear with a high near 74. Tonight we're expecting some overnight showers and increasing clouds, with a low down around 53. Saturday, showers and windy, high near 66. And then Sunday, windy and mostly cloudy, then sunny later with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we get to check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Mark, I always, it's one of those old guy moments. You remember when Justin Rose was a teenager at the British Open. Hard to believe that guy's 40 years old.
No kidding. And they had a little fact about him yesterday I had no idea about, but he has finished in the top 10 of a major as a teenager, when he was in his 20s, when he was in his 30s, and when he was in his 40s, which is pretty amazing. I mean, he's been around a while. He's very consistent. And this golf course yesterday was really difficult for everyone except Justin Rose, who was 2 over through 7 and then went on this incredible tear, during which he made 7 birdies and an eagle during a 10-hole stretch to post a 65, good for a 4-shot lead. He is a notorious first-round buzzsaw at Augusta. I don't know why that is. This is the 4th time he's had the first-round lead. I mean, he's good, period. It's not like he plays great in the first round and then falls apart. Twice he's finished 2nd, but he's never won it. Only 12 players broke par. He shot 65. The average first-round score was 74.5, and these are the best golfers in the world. And on the list of those under par is Brian Harman at -3. This is an American golfer, not very well known. When you see him, like if you ever see him standing next to Dustin Johnson, it's pretty amazing. He's 5'7", 155, played collegiately at Georgia. He's a left-hander, but just, you know, motored around that course pretty masterfully yesterday. Patrick Reed at -2. I don't think there's any more polarizing golfer out there on tour than Patrick Reed. And Jordan Spieth, who was kind of in full scramble mode all day, ends up at -1. He had a triple bogey from the trees at -9, and then an eagle on 15 when his chip, which looked like it was headed into the water, slammed into the pin and fell into the hole. He shot 71. Defending champion Dustin Johnson 3-putted for double bogey on 18. He had a 74. They haven't had rain in a week, and they were determined that the golf course was going to win this week, and particularly win early here. And the greens, as you've said, Brian, really hard and fast. I watched quite a bit of Phil Mickelson. She ended up 3 over, really cussing under his breath. I mean, this is a guy who takes putting so seriously and is really good at it, and just had a hard time getting putts to go. So Justin Rose made a good point. You can't win the tournament in the first round, but you can lose it in the first round if you get far enough back. And he knows there's big numbers out there if you flinch a little bit. You know, if you don't respect every shot, every hole, you know, there's a 7 or an 8 out there for you if that's what you're looking for. But, man, he was really sharp yesterday.
All right, on the other side of the break, another Illini declaring pro, and we'll talk about that with Mark Topper. It's brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank now in Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Back here with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. All right, another Illini deciding to go pro.
Yes, and it's Georgie Bishanashvili. You know, he announced yesterday he's going to begin the process of playing professionally, and so you subject yourself to the NBA draft process because there's not really a European draft process. And, you know, I think I mentioned this before, but, you know, because of COVID, Georgie was really in a tough situation. He couldn't go home for the summer and before they came back and sequestered on campus. He was, because his family lives in I think his mom's in Austria now. But he was sort of trapped here, and I know he misses his family, his mother, and he is likely headed to play professionally in Europe. From a purely sports perspective, one of the truly sad aspects of the COVID limitations is that in college, where players have a 2 to 5 year shelf life, you know, due to graduation eligibility, in a number of cases, choosing to begin a professional basketball career, fans have been unable to give favorite players who have excited and entertained to a high, high level a proper thank you or a proper goodbye. And, you know, it certainly was the case with Io, who deserved to have, you know, everybody in the State Farm Center standing and clapping and cheering him on when they knew this would be his last game. Same with Trent Frazier, who probably will announce that he's going to explore his pro options as well. And Georgie, I don't know that we would have known it was the last game for Georgie, but it sure would have been nice to have everybody get up and dance in the aisles the way he has done, and you know, and some expression of gratitude to him, because he was such a huge personality from the moment he arrived on campus, loud and laughing and dancing and loving life on social media. He's one of the people that does social media the way that you'd love to see it. He's just always happy and always, you know, having fun with people. And so I don't know. I hope there will be at some point a return, a reunion, some opportunity to salute those guys, particularly Io and Georgie. And, you know, we're still waiting to hear what will happen with Kofi. But this was Georgie was Kofi's backup this season, and they're obviously going to have to completely retool that center position if Kofi joins Georgie and announces he's going pro as well.
All right, Mark, have a great weekend. We appreciate it, and we will check in with you first thing Monday morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Mark talked about the thing that they do, the honorary starters ceremony, and that one day, you know, Tiger Woods will probably be a part of that. Well, Lee Elder was a part of that. You know, he broke the color barrier there at the Masters in 1975. And he, along with Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus, were the honorary starters, meaning they hit that tee shot. You know, it's a ceremonial thing. For years, Arnold Palmer was a part of that. And yesterday, hours after it had happened, social media started blowing up about Gary Player's caddy. I mean, I'm not quite sure why you need a caddy to do your opening, you know, ceremonial tee shot. But there's all of these really awkward pictures. His son was his caddy during the festivities, and his name is Wayne Player. And Wayne is holding this box of Encore golf balls, the sleeve. You know, if you know what a sleeve of golf balls, it's the three golf ball box that's, you know, rectangular like that. And he is in every picture sort of behind Lee Elder or wherever, you know, the shot is taken, holding this sleeve of golf balls in a very specific way so that you can read the box, read the logo, read the name. And Gary Player has a deal with what is called Encore golf balls. And it's one of those things, if you were watching probably on live TV, you wouldn't have noticed at all.
Holding it like a box of toothpaste in a commercial, like front and center.
It, yes, like those QVC models. I mean, he's literally like, you know, so they're taking all the pictures, even during the action shots, and he's got this sort of, holding this sleeve of golf balls in a very strategic way so that you can see the logo and the name.
I kind of like it. Because that's not where that's normally done, right? That's
You stand up there and count the logos. Everybody's doing it.
No, but I mean in that way.
Including Lee Elder, huh?
I mean in that
no,
way.
No.
It was gratuitous, no. And I like that.
Yes. It's incredibly awkward in the pictures.
I'll take it. I like that. See, you described the Masters like something to watch, man. You got me all jacked up. There's all kinds of good stuff.
See, I like to look at the angle that you can relate to whether you like golf or not.
Yeah, there, you hit that one for me. I was not interested. I am now.
And golf in and of itself, they like to be very serious. And I don't mean the golfers, but the sport seems a little kind of, you know. But there's every bit as much product placement there as there is in NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I mean, remember, I think when they were doing the tribute to Tiger, some of the golfers couldn't do red shirts because their branded red shirts hadn't arrived. Not that they couldn't get a red shirt down at the mall.
Oh, some of them went out and bought one. Yeah, and then covered it up with a vest or something that had their stuff on it. Or they're, you know, on a given hat or visor, there might be three or four different, you know, logos, which is all fine. I'm not a purist on that stuff. But sometimes golf likes to be a little,
yes,
they think they're a little more highbrow.
Yeah, and I like when somebody's yelling Baba Booey when somebody's hitting a ball or posing with golf ball sleeves in the background. I like it.
The one of the great shots, and I'll show you right here. There he is with the look.
That's so good. Good for Wayne Player. I like him.
A little guerrilla marketing going on.
That's excellent.
In golf. All right. Ryan Campbell's going to join us on the other side of the break from Brink Otter. We'll talk about the power of their agents and what they bring to the table. And then Michael Sexton's going to join us. We'll talk about 1980 West Forest Avenue is our home today. And if you want to win a really cool prize, we'll tell you about it. All you have to do is go to the Nowdecator Facebook page and check that out. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hello, this is Tony Holly, Director of Strategic Grant Making at the Community Foundation of Macon County. For over 20 years, our donors have generously given back to help change the lives of thousands of area residents. The Community Works grant application is now open to support two vital areas here in Macon County for improvements in workforce development and education, with over $234,000 awarded to impact the quality of life for everyone in our community. If you are a registered not-for-profit, church, or school with a project needing funding in either of these crucial areas, go to MaconCountyGives.org and apply through the online portal by May 5th. For more information about the Community Works program, call me at 217-429-3000. Go to MaconCountyGives.org and apply through the online portal by May 5th. Grant recipients will be announced June 1st. Together, we uplift and strengthen our community.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. For years, we have spent some time Friday morning talking to the folks at Brink Otter Realtors and BrinkOtter.com, and it is our great pleasure to welcome Ryan Campbell to the program. Ryan, how are you doing on this Friday morning?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I got to tell you, I think about, you know, this world we've lived in the past year and how everyone has had to adapt. And the word pivot is probably overused, but you guys have done it in such an amazing way in a very unique market. Talk to me a little bit about the strength of the team members you have, meaning those agents that are out there that are just so good at their job. And I can't even imagine if you added up all the years of experience on this team. It's got to be in the hundreds. It's a pretty amazing thing, and they're there to help you navigate this strange time we're living in.
Well, that's exactly right. And, yeah, I'd love to see that stat as well. We just have a tremendous team with a lot of experience, people who have been in the field for a long time helping support each other. We talk a lot about our website, our technology, but I really wanted to spend today just highlighting our strongest asset, which, like you said, is our real estate agents. All the marketing and advertising in the world just can't replace the value they bring to the table. Last year has created a unique market. I mean, it's changed our daily lives. Our team is very agile, and we've adapted quickly to the changing times, with leveraging like experience, relationships, and in particular, each other's support. We spend a lot of time with internal communications. I know email seems rather rudimentary, but there's a lot of communication that goes on behind the scenes. We have regular meetings where we walk through situations. We just really have empowered our team to stay connected throughout this whole process, and I think that serves everybody well, not only each other, but also the clients that they serve. I love the analogy, the duck on the pond. You see a duck, it's kind of cruising along real smooth, but you don't see those little feet under the water just working vigorously. And I would say that's tantamount to our real estate agents. I mean, you see them, you talk to them on the phone, they seem cool and collected, but there is so much work and effort that goes in, and I see it on a daily basis.
Well, and you know, you made a very important point. At least right now in the real estate market, things are selling so quickly that all the technology in the world can't circumvent that relationship an agent has. But when they know about something that comes on the market or is about to come on the market, I mean, those relationships might seal the deal for you getting a house before you're able to even see photos on the web.
Exactly. It's just it's utilizing those relationships, that network, and people hire an agent, but I also want to emphasize they're inheriting a team, or they're inheriting a team of agents, a large network. They're inheriting a support staff that's here internally to help enable them and empower them to do the best job they can do. There's just a lot you get when you're working with a Brinkhotter agent. It's not just about listing your home. It's not just about finding a home. There's a lot of activity going on. There's multiple offers going on right now. You've got the whole process, and they're here to help navigate you through there and navigate you down that path to your next home.
Brinkhotter
Realtors were involved in 59% of all home sales in Macon County market for 2020. I mean, their efforts drive me to work hard. I see how much they put in, and it drives me to go over and above and just do what I can to help serve them. I look at it as they have all the clients they serve, and all the agents are my clients. So, I mean, here as a marketing department and digital service director, I mean, we're here to help lift them up and support them. And I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't say, too, I mean, they truly love our community. They're involved in the community. I mean, on any given day, you can find a Brinkhotter agent serving a local charity, volunteering, just working to help lift our community up and just better empower. And we all share the same backyard, and, I mean, they're completely invested in it.
Yeah, they really are. Well, last week, Stephen Luker won a $25 gift card to the Garden Path for featuring 18 Button Ridge Place. This week, we're giving away a $25 gift card to The Wagon, and we'll tell you about that listing on the other side of the break. Ryan, have a great weekend. We appreciate you.
You do the same.
We get back. Thank you very much. Michael Sexton will join us. We'll talk about 1980 West Forest Avenue. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today's going to be cloudy through mid-morning and then clear with a high near 74. Tonight, overnight showers with increasing clouds and a low around 53. For Saturday, showers and windy, high near 66. And then Sunday, windy and mostly cloudy before being sunny with a high of 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees and your WSOY time is 7:51.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Basement with a Y. That's basement E.
It's basement T.
Basement E?
It's basement T.
Oh, basement T.
Basement T. I get it. That's the basement waterproofing and foundation repair experts at Woods Basement Systems.
Right. The all things basement T experts at Woods Basement Systems will provide you a free estimate and dry up that wet basement and fix that cracked foundation. Call 800-388-9326 or go online to woodsbasementsystems.com.
That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
This has been a long, cold winter, so start thinking spring and spring projects and how Moroa Lumber can help. I'm Jen Wood, and I'm inviting you to bring your spring to-do list into Moroa Lumber. Whether it's windows or siding replacement, updating your deck, or building a new home, Moroa Lumber has top-quality building materials to get your job done. Plus, don't forget about our rental center to help you with any project. We rent anything from lawn and garden equipment to drywall lifts. For all of your spring project needs, remember Moroa Lumber, 794-2226.
Look at this new listing that just popped up. It's in the neighborhood we want.
Where'd you find it?
Under the new listing quick click button on BrinkOtter.com. Come check out the interactive floor plan.
So you see room dimensions and you can quickly pull up a photo all at the same time.
For a unique look inside your next home, visit BrinkOtter.com today. Explore listings with their interactive floor plans, 3D virtual walkthroughs, video tours, and HDR photography. Let your home search start and end with BrinkOtter.com.
Find your way home. BrinkOtter.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Nick, we didn't get Michael, but we do have the house to talk about. Let me start with the yellow door. One of the things that you will learn if you go to Ireland is they love these really bright doors. And it's a thing I think we don't do very well here in America.
It's picking up steam. It's picking up a lot of steam around here in particular.
Well, this is 1980 West Forest Avenue, if you want to look at it on BrinkOtter.com, or you can go to the Now Decatur Facebook page right now, like, comment, feel free to share, and win a $25 gift card to the Wagon. But this is literally three beds, two baths, a little over 1,600 square feet, with 0.14 acres on the west end, the 62522 zip code. Here's the important thing. The people who own this house have done a ton of work for you. I mean, literally, there's brand new interior paint, which is a really nice neutral cool gray throughout with white trim. I love the trim, right? I mean, just that one little detail separates it out. But yet, it's neutral enough to do anything you want without having to paint. There's beautiful refinished hardwood flooring on the main floor. The main floor also has a master bedroom, a sunroom, a living room with a fireplace, dining room and kitchen. There's a great circular floor plan upstairs, two generous bedrooms with another full bath. The basement is completely painted. Back on and on the side, there's a patio area with a fenced yard and a large shed. The HVAC was redone in 2020, the roof in 2014, the gutters in 2019, vinyl replacement windows. So as Michael points out, nothing better than homeowners that work this hard if you want to come in and buy a house.
No question. I'm looking at all the amenities that this has, that, you know, the fenced in private area in the back, the basement that you can do so much with, and the cost. I can't wrap my head around why it's under $100,000.
$94,500. That comes out to $58 per square foot. Okay?
Right. I mean, honestly, you were talking about all the beautiful wood from the floors to the walls, you know, the archways. I like those as a nice little touch, but I can't imagine this is going to stay on the market long.
It will go fast. What I love about the West End is when you find somebody who's invested and put a lot of work in, you get the old world charm, but yet it's modern inside. You know, I mean, you could do anything you want with it. And I love the yellow door.
You like the yellow, huh? Okay.
But it just makes you happy.
It does. It is.
I would just imagine pulling into that driveway, every day. That would just make me happy.
Yeah, and any delivery driver or somebody coming to visit, we're the one with the yellow door. It's not going to miss.
I love the character that you get in the West End way more than you do in any other neighborhood. Just the fact that you can have all of that, it's fantastic. $94,500. You can go to NowDecatur.com and check out the actual listing on our Facebook page, and you can win yourself a $25 gift card to the Wagon. That's what Brinkotter's giving away this week. Just our chance to share with you some of the great real estate opportunities that are out there. And to echo what Ryan said, having those agents working for you, I can't imagine trying to do it yourself. And particularly in a market where homes are in demand like they are now, where there's multiple offers, where sometimes there's multiple offers before it even gets to the website. If you don't have that inside of having that agent working for you and then by extension that whole team.
Right.
You're at a disadvantage.
Absolutely. I mean, if you've got very specific wants and needs, it is way to your advantage to get yourself a Brinkotter agent and have them be on the prowl. And as things come up, you know, you might get the first dibs.
Yeah, and right at the top of Brinkouter.com, you can just click the team button and get you a full menu of all of the agents that they have working for them, the best at what they do, Brinkouter.com. And as I said, you can go to the Now Decatur Facebook page right now and try to win a $25 gift card to the Wagon. Just like, comment, feel free to share. We had a great meeting yesterday with Carla from Hickory Point Bank and John Bates in a preview of next week's Inspire and Invest Leadership Series. I think you're going to just absolutely love this, because we kind of like, you know, nailing down the details of what all the talk is going to be. I'm very excited about this. I'll share some of that information with you. Angela's going to join us from the YMCA, and we'll also check in with Nicole Bateman from the EDC. So we've got a lot to get to here and only one last hour to cram it all in, and we're going to do our best and our utmost. All right, we're going to take a break for top of the hour stories and news. When we get back, we've got Netflix on this Sony thing. I don't really understand. They kind of said to Netflix, or Netflix said to Disney Plus, hey, you know, we got superheroes too. We still own part of this universe. Big deal. We'll tell you about it. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. More than 15,000 Illinois residents filed for additional unemployment benefits last week. That's almost 1,000 more than the week before. More than 2,200 independent contractors also applied for benefits, down by 200 from the week before. In total, the state has almost 430,000 people getting benefits, more than 40,000 above the week before. It's Child Abuse Prevention Month. Organizations across the state are holding events and activities to promote awareness and prevention. A wreath above the Macon County Courthouse has been...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.